It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
In keeping with a February theme of love, I thought today we'd visit about an annual flower with an old-fashioned look and the great common name of Love in a Mist. I think it's aptly described because, from a distance, a mass planting of these blue, white, pink, or purple flowers can look like they're floating above ground in a hazy cloud. The mist is the green foliage, which is actually finely cut bracts that resemble frothy ferns, supporting strikingly shaped blossoms. The blossoms, in turn, produce equally striking seed pods, each looking like a 2-inch balloon streaked with purple or bronze stripes. Thus, this simple little annual is very versatile in your flower garden, producing a cut flower that will last for 3 to 4 days in fresh water, or providing seed pods that can add interest to dried arrangements well into autumn. In fact, the plant, when green and flowering, is called Love in a Mist, but when the horned seed pods dry in the autumn, it changes, like Jekyll and Hyde, to the name of Devil in a Bush. The botanical name for our lovely subject is Nigella damascena, coming from the Latin niger, meaning black. This refers to the black seeds inside that ornamental seed pod, which were in earlier times the main reason for cultivating this flower. The small seeds were used in the Middle East for baking into cakes and breads, much like poppy or sesame seeds, and were much favored by the Egyptians. The damascena in the botanical name leads botanists to believe that the flowers originated in the area of Damascus. Another common name for the plant is fennel flower, probably because the ferny foliage is similar to the look of fennel leaves. A relative of the buttercup, the blossoms of Love in a Mist don't have much fragrance, but the seeds, seed pods, and leaves are aromatic. In India, the plant has been used as a natural moth repellent, and other eastern countries use it for various healing and culinary purposes, primarily as a cooking spice. Also, a fairly new product, pressed nigella seed oil, is now available in some health food stores. To grow your own Love in a Mist, you'll need to plant in early spring in a location that will give it at least 6 hours of sunlight per day. The plants should produce their first blooms about 3 months after planting and will self-seed readily if left to their own devices each year. This characteristic could be a good thing if you're looking at it for a wildflower lawn or meadow, or a not-so-good thing if you're wanting more disciplined planting beds. Expect a height of 18 inches to 2 feet, and consider planting in companion with silver-foliaged plants such as lamb's ears or dusty miller to get nice color contrasts in your flower beds and borders. Another good use for Love in a Mist is in hanging baskets or patio containers because of the unusual texture of the misty foliage. The plant needs moderate watering in our areas, as it adapts fairly well to heat and dry conditions. Go easy with the fertilizer, however, as too much of a good thing will give you lots of foliage but not many blooms. And speaking of blooms, new hybrid versions produce double blossoms of brilliant, darker blues that I think are well worth the extra price for a seed packet. This summer, why not try something new in the annual bed or patio pots? Love in a Mist seeds are often available off the garden center racks, or take a look in the seed catalogs that are surely making their way to your mailbox as I speak.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Burrell. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.